Hey, it's Gavin and Katie. Thank you so much for, one, downloading the Odyssey app, and two, finding our podcast.
Yes.
And downloading our podcast and what we expect to be laughing at our podcast. We are brought to you by BetterHelp.com, which is online therapy. We'd love it if you tried it for free. Check out BetterHelp.com/wakeupcall for 10% off.
106.5, The End.
It's the Wake Up Call.
Kevin's going to Japan for vacation. When is this trip again?
October.
And he's very excited. And one of the things that we all do when we're excited for vacation is do things that we need to take care of for the vacation. Because he's not doing any of the things he needs to do to prepare.
Yes, I am.
How's your Japanese coming? Have you studied up on it?
No.
Have you looked up what you need to pack?
No.
Have you looked up customs?
No.
Do you know where you're staying?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, so you did book a hotel. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. One of the most important things is an exchange rate, because you need to convert your American money to Japanese money.
Yes.
And you haven't done this yet.
No, but I'm waiting for the right time. Because, let me tell you, the Japanese yen, it's like getting like devalued. So when we exchange it for my US dollars, I'll get more yen out of it. More yen out of it, yeah.
Yen
is Japanese money.
I got it.
So you're waiting, so you're watching it like the stock market?
Yes, and there's an app called Wise, okay? And I've seen a lot of TikTok people talk about it. It's like it does your exchange rate for you.
Okay, so like a conversion calculator?
Not a calculator. You send them the money and then they get you the yen for you in an account.
You send your money.
Uh-huh.
Your money.
Yeah. Direct from my bank account.
To an app.
Yes. That is secure.
According to who?
To the app and users of the app.
Like who? How do you know?
Reddit.
Reddit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Reddit is honest, okay?
I can post anything on Reddit.
Do it then. But these are just like different reviews. Like I curated it. Don't worry.
Why don't you just do it through your bank?
Yeah.
Because the market like fluctuates.
No.
He meant to say fluctuates, yes. Everyone. Please don't call the FCC.
That has nothing to do with your bank. Why don't you just go
rate.
Why don't you see the best time to jump and then walk into your bank?
That'll be too late. You know how far it is from my house to the bank?
I don't.
By the time I get to the bank, the new price
everything
will
change. Everything's going to change. Wow.
You're treating this like you treat crypto.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You got to hit it at the high point.
You're a disaster with crypto.
No, I'm not.
How much money have you made on crypto?
I don't want to look at it.
Right.
Because it's a long-term investment. Whereas this, it's short-term.
It's like the opposite. You think crypto's going to turn into something?
It will.
Okay.
Just give
I don't want to get on crypto.
We can get back on yen.
No. Okay. I am concerned.
Don't be. So I only did $50 and so far everything feels great.
Okay, so you have dipped your toe in the water with this app.
Uh-huh. I can take out anytime.
And they sent you yen.
Not yet, but...
What did they send you? Did they send you anything?
They sent me a note that says process is processing.
And how long ago was this?
Like, I don't know, like a few hours.
So how do they give you the money?
In the app.
You have to use...
And then do you scan the app?
Yes. So it's like an Apple Wallet type of
card. Kevin, you're going to get so scammed.
How? What it's if only you go $50.
To a place, what if you go to a place that doesn't have a scanner?
Ooh, see? Well, I'll handle that when I get there. Japanese people are very nice.
Kevin, you freak out at her for Temu purchases.
That is right. True.
This
but
feels
Temu
even
hacks.
She at least guessed. New Tupperware or whatever she buys.
Right.
You're getting nothing. This feels like so scammy.
It feels scammy, but I feel like I feel safe.
Have your friends, have they converted their money yet?
They said they don't trust the app. But don't laugh. Don't be like them. They're just different. I'm part of the trendsetter.
Why don't you just go to your bank?
Let me tell you something. He has spent so much of his time focused on learning things about Japan that are completely unimportant. For example, that you have to bow to deer.
You do. They're highly respected.
These are the things he's focusing himself on, not whether or not he should be giving money to an app.
Kevin.
I mean, money is one thing. I'm here for experiences. But you know you need an international driver's license?
I can't talk to him. I can't talk to him anymore.
We'll never see him again.
We are never seeing you again.
Right.
You will get to Japan and we will get panicked phone calls and texts.
Right. Until we just block you because there's nothing we can do.
Right.
We'll say sayonara.
Guys, I didn't bow to the deer and they took me away.
Right.
I need a wire transfer. I need a what? Click.
And we'll say, we'll do it through the app.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
What is something that you have got to stop buying? 916-909-1065. 916-909-1065. You can also text us at that same number as well. We need to know what they are. Already some great text messages coming in. And we're getting into this because Katie needs an intervention.
I know I do.
We'll get to that in a second. Just something to kick us off. Text messages. I need to stop buying Funko Pops. I have wall of Funko Pops. I mean, everybody who has ever bought one Funko Pop has had the thought like, well, now I'm a collector.
Yeah.
I don't understand why.
They're very bulky.
I don't understand it. I don't understand that one. Another one. I need to stop buying storage bin containers.
I disagree. I disagree.
Katie, what intervention do we need to do on you?
Okay. I have a passion.
Mm-hmm.
Some might call it an obsession. For cups. Like
travel
big
cups.
Travel mugs.
You do.
What's the other? Hydro Flask?
Oh yeah,
knockoff versions of the two.
Yep.
Every time I go to a store, including the grocery store, I find myself standing in front of that section, and I just stand there and look at them.
Yep.
And I talk to myself, "Oh, Katie, you don't need another one."
Why do you think you need them?
This is the only thing I can think is the reason. I feel like, oh, if I get this one, I'm going to drink so much more water.
There it is.
I'm going to drink some. Now, what do I have as my beverage right now?
I don't know what's in that.
It's just coffee.
Oh, okay.
Just like I do every day. Yeah. Where is my water jug? Hard to know. Probably at my house with all the other ones. Okay, we put this up on Facebook and we are not alone. Okay, Jill said paper planners. And planner stickers.
Oh, yeah.
I have nearly fallen for this so many times thinking, I'm going to get my ass organized. Nathan said spaghetti noodles. That seems like it's sort of an epidemic because growing up, do you remember there just being like always like a dozen bags?
Yes.
Okay. Christina says sexy clothes. I think I'll have the confidence to wear them, but I never do.
Oh, I needed the explanation on that because my first thought is like, no, girl, buy sexy clothes.
I still feel that way and then wear them.
But then if you don't wear them, though, stop.
Yeah. Allison says lunch meat.
My lunch meat drawer is filled. Going through it is like opening a sarcophagus. Like, what's the carbon dating on this turkey?
Melinda said, bananas. I like the color and how they look, but I never eat them. Rachel said, this is a good one, gym memberships.
Ooh.
And then Shannon said, salad in a bag.
Salad in a bag goes bad all the time. All the time it goes bad. Some of the text messages we've been getting in, so funny. I need to stop buying my husband's shirts.
Probably. Honestly, guys need like 7 shirts.
I need to stop buying or trying claw machine games. Yes, I've watched people. They can't walk past a claw machine. And inside every claw machine, it's filled with garbage.
It is filled with garbage. But as a person that is a very successful claw machiner, I kind of disagree.
What is a successful claw machiner?
Most of the time, I get something.
Is this true?
It is absolutely true. Ask my children. Like, if somebody wants something from a claw machine, I'm like, get out of my way. Here we go. I crack my knuckles. I say it's time.
Has she talked to you about this?
No, because she knows I spent several hundred dollars at the claw machine thing at round one at Galleria, and you didn't say you were a claw machine queen.
How am I going to help you? I wasn't there.
You live down the street.
He would have called you.
I mean, I'm so good at it. Last time we went to Dave and Buster's, I got a basketball.
All right, we need to put this to the test sometime.
I've gotten pillows. I've gotten small rubber ducks.
Kevin,
it doesn't matter the size.
What'd you want in that nine round?
There was so many. There's like a panda, little circle panda shape thingy, a ball.
We're going to go one day after the show because they're all still there, I'm sure. And we're going to get, she's going to get you.
Good luck.
What you wanted. She's talking a big game.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. This is just a fact.
How many tries?
It depends on the item. The shape matters.
It's a medium size item.
And I need to see how deep into it is it.
It's not
if
deep.
If it's floating on the top, I don't need that many. But
is it floating
if it's,
on the top?
If it's deep down in
machines.
There, I got to move stuff.
There's all several right. machines, so we'll pick one that's on the top.
He'll bankroll it. We'll shoot a whole reel and put it up there. Because you've bragged about some weird things.
I'm not even bragging. I'm just being honest.
106.5 The end. Confident.
Yeah, I know that.
He's cocky.
Bitch, my hair looks good today.
He thinks he's smarter than you.
Mm-hmm. There's no way you could have got that question right.
It's, are you smarter than Kevin?
That's right. Katie had to step out for a second, so we are going to play, are you smarter than Kevin? And on the phone, this is very exciting. Calling all the way from Arizona is Brandon. Good morning, Brandon.
Good morning, Gavin.
Wow.
And, Gavin, and Katie, wherever you are.
So you listen all the way from Arizona?
I do, and I have a surprise for you, Gavin. We have actually met.
Oh, okay.
I'll give you three letters to guess who I am.
You ready? You're playing a game now.
I don't like this. Okay.
BT.
You gave me two letters. So listen, already we're off to a bad start.
BTB, that's my nickname. You gave it to me.
Brain tumor Brandon!
Oh my goodness!
Wow, you're in Arizona now?
Yes, sir.
For anybody who doesn't know, longtime listener of this show, survived a brain tumor. We were huge supporters of you during all of that, and we're so glad that everything turned out. Listen, we don't have time to get into it, but hang on, win or lose, I want to talk to you after this. Okay, Kevin, get out of here. All right, Brandon, here we go. Five questions dealing with pop culture. The whole thing's brought to you by Garden of Eden Restaurants. Three locations, one in Auburn, two in Roseville. Here we go. You ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Question one. The head of the Secret Service was in the hot seat yesterday at a congressional hearing, and it got really ugly. Both sides of the aisle grilled her and asked her for her resignation after the lapse that led to an assassination attempt on Donald Trump, but she will not quit. The Secret Service became in charge of protecting the president after who was shot? Lincoln, McKinley, or Garfield?
I'm going to say Lincoln.
Okay, question two. If you're a fan of watching NBA games on TV, you might need an Amazon subscription soon. Amazon is trying to outbid the current TNT contract to get the rights to more, if not all, games. And the new bar is $1.8 billion. Holy cow. What city do the Thunder play in?
Oklahoma City.
Question three, Lady Gaga has been spotted in Paris. Why is that important? Well, it's because many people are suspecting that it's because she is going to be the performer at the Olympics opening ceremony. Guess we'll find out on Friday. Where will the 2028 Olympics be held? Sydney, LA, or Cairo?
Los Angeles, LA.
Question four. One of the key writers for The Simpsons is proud to have predicted this moment in politics. In an episode that came out almost 25 years ago, it showed Lisa Simpson being the first female president after beating Donald Trump, who wasn't even in politics at the time. And she's wearing an outfit that looks exactly like one worn by Kamala Harris. What is the brand of beer that they drink on The Simpsons?
I don't know.
All right, moving on. And question five, Jelly Roll recently decided to get in shape and he ran a 5K. He then set his sights on running a half marathon and started training for it, but he admitted that he got too ambitious and he is no longer going to do that. How many 5Ks are in a half marathon without going over?
Without going over, two.
Okay. Please bring Kevin back in here. Brandon, what are you doing this morning?
I'm on my way home from work.
Where do you work now?
I am a Border Patrol agent in Southern Arizona.
You're a Border Patrol agent?
Uh-oh.
Wow. How are we doing down there? Not good, right?
Isn't it up?
I'll let you guys talk about that.
All right, listen. All right. We'll talk afterwards off the air. Brandon's now on hold. Kevin, you ready?
Yes.
Question one. The head of the Secret Service was in a congressional hearing yesterday, and it was ugly. Both sides of the aisle grilled her and asked for her resignation after the assassination attempt on Donald Trump, but she is not quitting. The Secret Service became in charge of protecting the president after who was shot? Lincoln, McKinley, or Garfield?
McKinley?
What? That is correct. How did you know that?
Well, I didn't know Garfield. Was he a president?
He was. He was shot. Yeah.
Oh, Andrew Garfield.
They were all... No, Andrew Garfield's an actor.
Actor.
All right. All three of them were shot. Okay, here we go. Question two. If you're a fan of watching NBA games on TV, you're going to need a Prime subscription, probably. Whoa. Amazon is trying to outbid the current TNT contract to get the rights to more, if not all, the games. And the new bar is $1.8 billion. What city do the Thunder play in?
Oklahoma City.
That is correct.
I'm such a bit basketball.
Question three. Lady Gaga was spotted in Paris, and some people are speculating it's because she's going to be the performer for the opening ceremony. I guess we're going to find out on Friday. Where will the 2028 Olympics be held?
L.A.
Wow.
I'm trying to get tickets to it.
Yeah, of
It'll
course
be
you are.
The first Olympics I attend to.
You're not going to go.
Ew.
Don't go. Don't. It looks like it's just chaos
it's
at
fun
the Olympics.
And I want the souvenir light, the torch.
All right.
Olympic torch.
Question four. One of the key writers for The Simpsons said he is proud to have predicted this moment in politics. In an episode that came out almost 25 years ago, it showed Lisa Simpson being the first female president after beating Donald Trump. It specifically said Donald Trump, and she was wearing an outfit that looks exactly like one worn by Kamala Harris. Crazy. What is the brand of beer that they drink on The Simpsons?
Duff.
Duff is correct. Wow.
The Duff guy was fun, too. I forgot his name.
Duff Man.
Yes, he wears the a belt full of his beer.
Yep. Duff Man.
Yeah.
Going down. Question five. Jelly Roll recently decided to get in shape, and he did successfully run a 5K. Good for him. He then set his sights on running a half marathon, started training for it, and announced today that he's given up.
Oh, boy.
He said he got too ambitious. How many 5Ks are in a half marathon without going over?
How much is a half marathon?
You're going to have to know that.
I don't know. I only run 5Ks.
The answer is four on that one.
You have to run four 5Ks for a half marathon?
5K is 3.1.
Yeah.
Miles and a half marathon's 13.1 miles. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Brandon, are you there?
I'm there.
All right, here we go. Final score, Brandon 2, Kevin 4. Wow, Kevin wins.
Ew.
All right, we're going to have $20 as the jackpot when we play again tomorrow. Brandon, what is it that you have to tell us?
I'm not smarter than Kevin.
No, not today. Not today. Hang on, though. I want to catch up with you for a second. And now a word from our sponsor, BetterHelp.com. It's Gavin and Katie.
And Gavin, you're having kind of a day.
I am having a day.
So
yes, I am.
This would be a great day to message your therapist, because you can message your therapist anytime you want with BetterHelp and they will get back in touch with you.
Yeah.
Say, like, listen, I'm struggling today.
I think maybe I'll do that. It's better than just screaming into the sky.
Right.
That's for sure.
It sure is. And that is not a therapeutic way to get through it.
BetterHelp.com is online therapy that is more accessible and better equipped to handle your specific needs than almost any form of therapy that has ever existed. So give it a try today and do it for 10% off by going to BetterHelp.com/wakeupcall. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/wakeupcall, and get started today.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
If you're keeping score at home, yes, Katie's hand is still broken. And she broke it during a game of tug of war when we were at a big event for work so that we would all love each other more. And
it was a bonding team building day.
And ironically, it did the opposite of bond. It broke the bond in her bone. And it has been an unmitigated effing disaster ever since. Not just for her, for everybody in her life. Me especially.
Oh, please.
And this is another reason why it's been such a problem, this broken hand. The other day, Katie and I are the only two people in the studio, and I'm doing something on my computer. She's doing something on her computer. And then all of a sudden she goes, "So what time do you want me to get there?" Question mark. And I go, "Huh?" And then she looks at me and goes, "What?" I go, "You just asked me what time do you want, what are you even talking about?" She goes, "I wasn't talking,
I'm not talking to you.
Tell everybody what is happening."
Well, my right hand is broken. And so in order for me to text people, unless I want it to take a million years, I keep using voice to text. And the problem is, unless I notify the people in the room, I'm sending a text now, I'm not talking to you, everybody's constantly chiming in and asking me what I'm talking about. And you think that this is hard for you? It's hard for me.
I can tell. And you know why?
Why?
Because your response to everybody is angry. When somebody's like, "What did you say? I didn't hear what you said." Because I am not talking to you.
The number of times per day I say to somebody in my life, "I wasn't talking to you," is infinity.
And here's the reason why. It's because she says it's so obvious that I'm not talking to you.
It is so obvious that I'm not talking to you. There are so many conversations that I'm having where it's just like, how did you think that this was going to be about you?
I mean, I have Gavin's back. Sometimes I think you're talking to me.
And on top of that, Katie, even when she doesn't have a broken hand that she needs to use voice text for, sometimes you'll just jump into the middle of a conversation in a room. Like, for instance, I'll give you a scenario. And you tell me if this is her texting somebody with her voice or if this is pre-broken hand. And she is talking to us. Kevin, we're sitting here in the studio. Everybody's quiet. Everybody's working. Then out of nowhere, Katie just pops her head up like a meerkat, and then she just goes, "So are we going to get food or not? Because I'm hungry, and I need to eat soon."
Yeah.
Is that to us, or is that a voice to text?
I can't tell.
Right, I can't either. The only giveaway is that now you've just started to go, "I'll be there at 5 o'clock. You better not be late, period."
Oh, that doesn't help either.
Sure doesn't.
No.
Here's what I find, like, really funny, is that I have to physically say LOL. So I'll text and be like, if you think that's bad, you should have seen how my husband did her hair, LOL.
I want to workshop something. How about when you use voice to text?
Okay.
You come up with a funny voice.
Okay.
And then we know she's not talking to us.
Yes, I love that.
Like, okay. I feel like it'd just be so much better.
Like, if you think that's bad, you should see how my husband does her hair, LOL.
You don't have to sound like a bog creature, okay. But like, what if it's just something just like, on my way home, on my way home, I'll stop and pick up lunch? Question mark?
I'd really. Could you go to Walgreens and get? How about?
Okay, why are all of your voice to text voices so scary?
Make
something fun.
Okay. Please go to Walgreens on your way home to get my Zoloft.
Yeah.
Exclamation point.
All right,
Siri's not going to understand that.
We'll go with that one. Okay. We'll go with that one. I think because, you know, Kevin, you do that voice and we won't even look up from the computer. Okay. We'll be like, that is definitely not us.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, what if I sound like some kind of old timey?
Oh, that's not a bad one.
I like that one.
Hey, Toots, the next time you're over by the CVS, why don't you stop in there and give me some new foundation, eh?
Just so you know, I spilled oatmeal in bed last night. You might want to clean that up. It's not vomit, LOL.
Hey, it's Katie from the Wake Up Call, and now that spring is in the air and the weather's getting warmer, it definitely makes you feel hopeful, like your life is full of possibilities, which, if you've been struggling to get pregnant, might not be something you've been feeling much of lately. When you want to grow your family and every month you're hit with that disappointment, it makes it really hard to stay positive. I know this because I've been there. When we wanted to grow our family and then out of nowhere I started having fertility issues, I was devastated. That's when we turned to California IVF and we finally felt hopeful again. They were able to address my infertility issues and now we have the most amazing little Morgan, and we wouldn't have her without California IVF. Find your hope at CaliforniaIVF.com. If California IVF has changed your life, they want you to share your story and be featured in their monthly Moment of Hope video to inspire others. Go to CaliforniaIVF.com/share to submit your story. That's CaliforniaIVF.com/share.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
Katie just got back from vacation to Disneyland, and if you remember, before she left, she declared that she was going to do something she's never done before, which was rent an RV to take down to Disneyland.
Yeah. Well, we decided we were going to drive, but the idea of driving that far just with everybody in the car, it was too much for me. I don't like being in a car. I hate being in the car. I feel like driving myself all the way to IKEA is almost too far for me.
Mostly because there's no bed for you to lay in, which is why you wanted to bring a bed with you down the highway.
Okay, well, you can't lay in the bed when you're on the highway, but at least you
why?
Can because there's no seatbelts.
When have rules ever stopped
they can't
you?
See you. Stop.
Anyways, I was able to sit at a table in relaxation. I could get up and go potty. I had a TV to watch. Anyways. So we went down, we came back. It was wonderful.
Okay, so now give us the update on renting an RV and driving it down to Disneyland.
I am an RV person now.
Oh, brave.
I now know I can go see the Great Lakes. I can go see Mount Rushmore, and I don't have to fly there. Do you know why? Because I'm an RV person now.
It's easy for one person to say, I'm an RV person, when all they have to do is sit in the back and watch television the whole time. I wanted to talk to the person who does all of the heavy lifting for RV lifestyle, and that is her husband, Mike, which is why I had Mike on the phone. Mike, are you there?
I am here. How's it going, guys?
Good morning, honey.
Great. So let's get down to this, okay? Katie wants to be an RV person. How was it driving a big ass RV to Disneyland?
It was slow.
Okay.
How long did the whole drive take?
I guess 7-8 hours.
Yeah, probably like 7.5 hours.
That's not too bad. So that's like another hour of drive time, I'd say. Okay. It's not terrible, but how was the whole experience of actually driving the RV?
It was smooth.
It was smooth. Not the handling. Like, weren't you lonely?
I was.
Yeah.
You didn't sit in the front with him?
Well, first of all, Audrey sat in the front with him almost the entire way home, so I don't know why he was so low. He loved it.
He's not married to Audrey.
Okay. How did you like being the driver of the RV? Can we be RV people?
I like it. I like the ability to just have you bring me a sandwich, bring me drinks.
But Mike, she always could have done that.
It's different. I mean,
how? Just bring it out of your lunch pail in a regular car and give him a sandwich.
I'd pop up there. Hey, did you want me to get you something to drink? Yeah, Pepsi would be great. Okay, hold on. And I'd go back.
All of this can happen in a car.
It's too cramped. We had space to be away from each other, and then we could come back together.
When have you ever wanted to be apart from somebody?
When I'm sitting too close to them in a car. He loved it.
It sounds like it. He can't stop talking about it.
Oh, when has he ever talked about anything?
Mike, are you prepared to go on all your vacations in an RV?
I mean, Mount Rushmore sounds like a long drive. I might have to.
It's a lot. Kevin, Google that real fast.
Okay, Mount Rushmore.
What is the drive time from here to Mount Rushmore, Katie's number one destination location?
It does. It just feels like some place you go in an RV.
Are you going to buy an RV, Mike?
No, the renting is the way to go.
Okay.
Yeah, oh boy.
How long would it take to drive there, Kevin?
19 hours.
19 hours in a car.
In a car.
What was the top speed you got to, Mike, in the RV?
75.
Oh, God. That would destroy me.
But the idea is that you are going in comfort.
You're going in comfort. He's still driving.
What if we fly to whatever state Mount Rushmore is and then rent an RV
South Dakota. We're not sure if South Dakota has an airport.
I think that's a great idea, and I'm so glad you came up with that.
So the idea, by the way, of the renting of the RV was to save money because you didn't want to fly. But now, you know what? Let's just do both. Let's fly and rent an RV.
The cabin, think of the sandwiches.
That's true. I'm not thinking of the sandwiches. All right. Well, Mike, thank you very much for being part of the show. You guys are RV people.
We're RV people now. I guess I can offer to drive, but...
You could.
Who's going to make the sandwiches?
Thank you, Kevin.
not me.
Not you.
You have to stop, yeah.
First date was great. Then, radio silence. What's going on here? It's the second date update on the Wake Up Call.
Second date update time. And we are talking to Lucy this morning. Good morning, Lucy.
Good morning.
And I understand that you went on a date with a guy named Matt, and you were really into Matt. Tell us how you met Matt, and then also tell us about the date.
Well, I met Matt on a dating app, and we hit it off a little bit, I guess. You know, we had a few, like, interests. It was a good date. I really enjoyed myself. He was personable.
Yeah. Okay.
So
what did you guys do?
So what? You know what? I don't even care. What has happened since the date? He ghosted you?
Well, yeah, for the most part. I don't know. He just kind of, It's getting distant. Bonding as much.
Just seems like we're
pulling teeth a little bit, but that's okay. Well, here's the good news. We've got Matt on the phone.
Yeah, somebody else.
I cannot possibly imagine why he did not want to have a second date with you.
Right.
But I would like to find out from the horse's mouth.
All right. So, Lucy, we're going to put you on hold. You'll be able to hear everything that Matt says, and then we're going to conference you guys together. We'll see how that goes. It's the second date update, okay?
Okay.
All right. Lucy's now on hold. Let's talk to Matt. Good morning, Matt. How you doing?
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good. So we told you you're on the second date update on the Wake Up Call. And listening in right now is the girl, Lucy, that you took on a date. What happened on this date? And why don't you want a second one?
You look at her profile picture. She has so many things on her profile pic as far as having fun and, you know, live, love, laugh. And, I just don't understand it. She just didn't find me interesting. That's how I feel.
I don't know what it is. Hold on.
Well, she's the one contacting us wanting a second date with you.
Right, but we were having a good time. Like I said, if you look at her profile picture.
Enough with her profile picture.
but no, it's like false advertising. Which part of her profile picture
was false advertising?
She just didn't laugh at, I mean, she didn't laugh at any of my jokes. She didn't smile. Like, mind you, she's beautiful. I think she's great.
Okay.
We're having a blast. Well, you know, I started off having a good time anyway, and I just noticed she just does not laugh at any, she's like so blah.
Okay,
weird.
That is starting to track a little bit.
Yes, that we picked up on. Yeah.
She's so bland, you know?
Okay.
And I'm not getting bland out of you, but no. I got to tell you. This is a couple. You guys are confusing me. And, all right.
Energy is everything.
Yes, sure.
You know?
Got it. The profile picture. Yes.
Yes.
Lucy, you're back on with us. Are you there?
Hey, guys.
Hey. Okay, so... You heard what Matt had to say. You guys don't want a second date. And
I got to tell you something. I don't want you guys to have a second date either.
I think I understand why Matt doesn't want to have a second date. He threw a lot at us and also didn't at the same time. But does it make sense to you? Lucy?
He says you didn't seem interested in him on the date because you didn't really react to any of the things he says. Have you ever heard anybody say that about you before?
No.
Okay.
So,
but you had a great time on the date, you're saying?
I did. I'm just not an expressive person, I guess.
Not an expressive person? Lucy, you didn't laugh at, like, not one thing I said. And, you know, I'm kind of a funny guy, like.
I mean, I guess I'm not a laugh out loud type of person, maybe?
So
Can you be like a crack a smile type of person? Like,
okay, Matt, is it possible you're not Mr. Chuckles the way you think you are?
Listen, when you like a person,
now that's funny.
I'm tricky. When you like a person, you laugh at their jokes, even if they aren't funny. Okay,
right, Lucy.
But yes, I have a lot more energy.
You definitely have more energy. I can see that. Yeah.
Lucy, so you're just a person that doesn't laugh.
Not often.
So hold on. So when things are funny,
so
you'll point out and say that's funny, but you won't laugh, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So, no, I've known people like this in my life.
I've never known anybody like her.
I have. And I got to say, it's jarring for people who, you know, are pretty funny people like me and Katie and clearly Matt.
Oh, man.
So, like, it makes me think, I won't speak for the two of them, but it makes me think that you're lying when you say that or you're being sarcastic of some sort. We have... shockingly run out of time. I wasn't sure if we were going to be able to fill time.
We have learned so much and so little. This is truly one of my favorite second date updates we've ever done.
So clearly this is not a match made in heaven. It's a second date update on the Wake Up Call. Keep the text messages coming to 916-909-1065 because to quote Lucy, they're funny.
That is funny.
1065 PM. It's the Wake Up Call.
It's seems like we just give names to things that we've been doing for a really long time. The latest is something that they're calling an early moon.
Enter the early moon, a short trip to unwind before you head down the aisle.
Yes.
So early honeymoon.
It is an early honeymoon. Listen to this and then tell me if I'm just being a cranky old man about this. All right.
Couples across social media are touting the benefits.
We took it as an opportunity to kind of recharge. We knew we weren't going to be able to do the honeymoon right away. So we wanted to make sure that we took the time beforehand.
Katie and Marco Escalera say taking a break from the chaos was essential.
The early moon was more budget friendly, and it's affording us the time to wait, postpone our honeymoon so we can have like a bigger, longer trip.
Is this not the dumbest thing you've ever heard?
Let me just make sure I'm understanding. This is, we can't afford to go to Fiji or whatever for our actual honeymoon. So instead, what we're going to do is use money we could have put towards the big honeymoon, even if it means you have to push it off a couple months from the wedding, to have a vacation?
Yeah, it's a vacation. That's not, why do we need to give it a name and call it an early moon? It's a vacation.
You know what it is? And I am part of the problem, okay?
Well, I don't want to say anything.
I'm going to admit right now, I am part of this cultural problem. We have to celebrate everything now.
You are 100% part of this problem. This is financially stupid. This is why you'll never, well, it's one of the many reasons why you'll never buy a house, because the concept of waiting and saving seem to elude you.
Well, okay, let's say
we can't afford to take our honeymoon right after the wedding, so we're going to go on a vacation before.
Here's what I don't understand. Okay, so let's say they live here in Sacramento.
Let's say.
And they spend a weekend up in Tahoe. Let's say they spend $500. Probably hard to even do it for that little, but let's say, okay? Now, $500 isn't going to really help your big honeymoon all that much. But what if you just waited on this early moon and you used that $500 for right after your wedding and you did like a mini moon?
Don't give it another name! Just wait and save. Like, let's say it is $500.
Okay, wait, hold on. You don't think that there is something to be said for, okay, right after we get married, we're going to sneak away for the vacation and like feel like we are celebrating the fact that we just got married?
If you go on a vacation right after you get married, that's your honeymoon.
No.
That is by definition. What is the goddamn definition? I'm getting mad talking about this.
No, you could have a big honeymoon that you're paying, that you're saving up for. And I do think that is different than just a little sneak away for the weekend.
A honeymoon. Okay. A honeymoon is defined by a vacation spent together by a newly married couple.
Okay, well, why couldn't they be newly married in 6 months? You could still call them newly married.
Of course.
Okay, so I'm going to really lead on this mini moon.
So, okay, then by that standard, my wife and I went on two honeymoons.
Wow.
If we're going to, yeah, that's right. We're practically Kardashians.
What did you do? I don't remember.
We went to Disney World
for
our honeymoon.
Yes.
And then shortly after, because it had been planned for years ahead before we even proposed, we went to Italy with my family.
No, that doesn't count.
Oh, yes, it does.
No, it doesn't. Here's why.
A vacation spent together by a newly married couple.
Okay, well, then that would be everything. Like,
if you can go.
No, stop. If there was a family vacation planned that had nothing to do with your wedding or your nuptials.
Right.
We are not calling every vacation after you got married a honeymoon.
Why not? We're giving names to everything now. Early moon, which, by the way, if you're just joining us, that's the new trend on TikTok, I guess, is for couples to go on a vacation before their wedding, and they're calling it an early moon. I know. It's dumb.
It is dumb. I don't feel like mini moon is dumb.
You just like alliteration.
And any vacation post your wedding isn't a honeymoon. It has to be specifically you. First of all, you can't go on your honeymoon with other people unless they're your kids. And that's just because you have no choice.
Right.
Okay, so you going to Italy with your family.
Not a honeymoon.
No.
Not a double moon.
Okay.
Not a honeymoon, the sequel.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
You got to give it to Subway Sandwich Shop that they seem to really be thinking outside of the bun. I'm not sure who had that expression first, but
think it was maybe Taco Bell?
Taco Bell? Yeah, it was Taco Bell. I mean, man, Subway's next motto is going to be Yo Quiero Subway. They are working on some. So in the past, they've done their foot-long pretzels and foot-long cookies and this, that, and the other thing. They have something that is just launching now, and Katie is pissed about it. Viscerally mad.
Okay, here's why. I'm pissed because we can't just keep selling everything.
I'm going to play the commercial, and then you explain that, okay?
This summer, snacking just got serious. Introducing new $3 foot-long dippers. The world might not be ready for them.
But at $3 a pop, your wallet definitely is.
First of all, that it was dramatic.
That was dramatic.
That makes it sound like they are selling The Rock and John Cena fighting dipped in barbecue sauce.
Okay, here's what it is. I'm going to call it a tortilla, but it's technically flatbread.
Okay.
Okay, but okay. I refuse to give it that kind of respect.
Wow.
Right. It's a tortilla.
Okay.
With meat.
Yes.
And cheese.
Okay.
And you roll it up and you warm it a little bit. This is not a food that we go buy somewhere, okay? This is an after-school snack that you make when that's all you have left or because your mom says you can't use the stove.
This dipper, though, I think sounds good.
Of course it sounds good.
Well, then what's the problem?
You don't buy that at an establishment.
It's $3.
I don't care. This is not. This is what you eat during summer break at your house, sitting in your backyard with the sprinklers on because your parents are too poor to have a pool.
So
okay?
Are you saying that this is a slippery slope?
I'm saying.
Or are we already slipping?
I'm saying nice try, Subway. You're not getting one past me. You can sell stuff that I can't make at home. That's your job. You go sell stuff that it only tastes right if you make it.
I do know things like that.
You know what I mean?
I've never made what you're describing. I've never made a Subway dipper, which, by the way, I now have to call them Subway dippers.
You've never done tortilla, meat, cheese, roll it up, put it in the microwave for like 20 seconds. And then yum, 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 yum.
No, I'm not going to lie. It sounds very easy.
Yes. And that's my point.
But But there are things, though, that I make that are super easy. Like, for instance, if Subway comes out with big dramatic voice guy and just goes, "This summer, snacking's getting serious. New Subway foot-long shredded cheese pinched out of the bag and sprinkled directly into your mouth in front of a fridge." I'd be like, "Hey, we already do that." No one's supposed to know. That's late at night food.
Yeah. Okay.
I see what you're saying. I'd be like, okay, that's a little sneaky.
How about you just cook some food, Subway?
Well, they never cook. It's Subway sandwiches.
That's true.
They warm it up.
Okay.
Toasted.
Sorry.
Somebody texted in to 909-1065. And this is a good point. This is free market. A true capitalist sent this.
Okay.
Listen, if people buy it, that's on them. You're so upset about Subway, but Subway smart selling something?
Listen,
that is true. You know?
You got me there. But here's how you know that they're trying to trick us. Play the commercial again.
This summer, snacking just got serious.
Okay, you know why they didn't use this voice? Hey guys, you want a little like roll up? Because then we go, ah, nice try.
Hey guys, it's your friend Justin's mom here for Subway.
Exactly.
Hey, it's Charles Barkley.
Right.
Hey, it's Charles Barkley. You guys want like some sprinkled shredded cheese in your mouth?
What do you guys got? Oh, we got tortilla with cheese and meat. We got shredded cheese sprinkled just straight into your mouth. Jake Purple stuff.
Hey, it's Patrick Mahomes. You guys want Subway Little Debbie's oatmeal cream pie out of my pantry?
Hey, it's Steph Curry. You want me to just spray some whipped cream right in your mouth?
All right,
never been
fine.
Funnier.
You're right. It's Michael Phelps for Subway. You want a Subway foot long just like a chip?
You want string cheese, but you're just going to bite it?
Okay, that's it. Thank you for making it all the way to the end of the podcast. This is where the good stuff is.
Yes.
You know, it's a nice finish.
You've gotten through everything. We got through it together.
Right.
And now we're on the other side of that.
And you most likely need therapy. So go to betterhelp.com/wakeupcall for 10% off online therapy. Betterhelp.com.